Buddha, Virya. Then we pay respect to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. The author is here. So we will do it together. Then after that, we can have our simple puja. Okay. You can face this direction if you want to. We will pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. We will now start the puja. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Tutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami, Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami, Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami, Panatipata Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami Adinadana Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami Kamesu Michachara Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami Musavada Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami Sura Miraya Machapama Dathana Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. We will pay respect to the Triple Gem. We will chant Buddhaṃ pujami. Dhammaṃ pujami. Sanghaṃ pujami. Okay, thank you so much for the joining in of the puja. So today we should have another day of good rejoicing. Like I said just now, today is a special day for Christina and family, because they are very sincere. They have actually booked the September month Kayanamita Potluck Dana sharing, so that it can bring for the condition for them to actually invite all of you to join in this house dana. There's a lot of significance behind this monthly gathering of Kayanamita. It has been the tradition during the early days after I came out to share not long. Then that tradition was slowly forgotten until recently, when some Dharma friends developed the faith again. Then we can have it actually continue. And this is the third one, I think, if I'm not wrong. First one was Sister Yip. Then we had Pamasuri and Tiong and family. So I rejoice with all those, because just like Pamasuri and Tiong, the father of Tiong, or Pamasuri's father-in-law, he was already 90 plus. I was told by him 92. That's why I rejoice. I saw such Philippine, with such beautiful children, then the family, even the son, what they call children, Tune's children is what they call him grandpa. So he's the grandchildren. So at first the daughter, the one that recently went to Beijing, or Shanghai, is it? Beijing or Shanghai? Shanghai. She at first said, very difficult to communicate with the papa, the grandpa. Then I spoke to her, then she started to understand. I said, you need to understand them, Manasana. So just like you saw Sister Christina's mother, I think she's 80 plus only, 82, yes. Younger than Tune's father. But you look at the form, that is the reality of form, Manasana. So when we have the Dhamma, we will understand. The reality of form is it goes the way of nature. So you can see them. Like the noble truth of dukkha, the Buddha said. This part I seldom talk about it. But because there is condition, now I share with you, then you will understand. You're supposed to reflect every day, the five daily contemplation or reflection. First is about the form. This body of ours is in the chanting book now. Later on you will repeat it very often. It's of the nature to grow old, decay, then get sick, be diseased, and one day die. So this is the reality of form. So when we see, we understand, we know each and every living being. If we live long enough, this form will follow us. It will decay, it will get old. Then you will come to understand, like everything that goes through decay, it will start to have problem, Anasana, like car. No matter how well you keep or maintain it, certain parts, due to wear and tear, they will break down, Anasana. Then sometimes you're lucky, there are spare parts to change. You can change them. But not everything is like the car, Anasana. Sometimes car also, if it's a very old car, means long time people haven't used already. It's very difficult to find spare parts. So they got to go to the, what they call, the special shop that sell recon parts. They call it, where the car after they condemn, beyond economical repair, they go and buy very cheap. Then they cut, they separate the part and sell it to you as recon parts. If you're lucky, you can get them. Then certain car you cannot get, especially certain brand of car, where it's quite difficult to find. So our body is the same. As you go through life, wear and tear as it age, yeah, you can go, no problem. This one, who will help you to take back? Christina will send back. Okay, thank you. Sadhu to Mifong and Suyan. They have a meeting, they have to go. So when you understand, due to wear and tear, some of the organ will start to fail us. Then some of the parts, they also start to develop problems. So it's understanding. When you have wisdom and you understand, this physical body of ours is made of element. There is no knowing. It cannot be you. So, but it's karmically conditioned out for you to use, and this is part of your karmic conditioning, that form and mind. Consciousness being trapped inside, it will experience everything that this form go through. So it depends on your mind, how you understand it. You can accept that reality, then you will be at peace, and you will know how to perceive it with wholesomeness. You will have a lot of gratitude and contentment. You will be happy for all those parts that are still working, Anasana. Not like other people, small thing you complain. It's like the Buddha under the first noble truth, second turning, he said, this noble truth of suffering, which is within the form, initially, is to be understood. So you must understand what dukkha is. How the mind, through wrong view, delusion, is conditioned into reacting to what happened. What happened is the reality, understand? We are everybody's form go the way of nature. The difference between a person who suffer and a person who don't suffer is what? It's mainly what? Dintu what? Yeah? Ah, wisdom, very good. Pamasuri got it. If you understand you have wisdom, you will be at peace. Understand not? You will perceive it with understanding. Understanding means what? If it goes the way of nature, this is its reality. Understand not? That's why in the Klang talk that I gave, what is reality? We share this Dhamma that the Buddha teach. Whatever is of the nature to grow old, will grow old. Understand? For your form has not gone beyond old age, sickness and death. And this is the reality. So when you can accept this reality, you will be at peace. And then you act. You do what you have to do. Understand? Need to seek a doctor? Seek a doctor. Eh? Need to do certain things to improve on it? Just do what you have to do. But you don't go and behave like other deluded people. Foolish people. People who have this, what they call, self-delusion, wrong view. You don't go and worry about it. Like the car. Got problem, send to a good mechanic. Get it checked up. Then, do the servicing or replace whatever part you need to replace. Then, get it back running. Then it will serve you well. This body is the same. But instead, you go and complain, react, and become miserable over it. This is not a reality, you know. This is what you're taught through wrong view, through delusion project, you know. Because you think you own, understand, you know. You worry about this car getting old, getting sick and die. So you want it your way, which is not nature's way. And when you cannot get what you want, what happens? You become afflicted. You become miserable. You become unhappy. So very simple Dhamma like form. You start to understand. Then how does all this develop? Why certain people are so much blessed? They have less problem. Like my mother, she lived up to the age of almost 90, 89 plus. She seldom have any major sickness or problem. There is some minor rheumatism and a bit of this having cold and all those things. But she never had serious problem with her bodily health. She don't have to go through all those like cancer or even severe type of traumatic disease and all those things that will afflict her in many ways. Then every time she has anything, she will know what to do. Then she will, because we are from the medical shop, she will just go for whatever treatment. Initially, he only believed in traditional Chinese medicine. Later on, there was one incident when her leg, her thumb, I think the toe, the big toe, she got gangrene, she didn't know. Then that time I was working for the University of Malaya. So we got this university hospital. I was also in charge of their faculties maintenance, the medical faculty, dentistry faculty. Then I get to know a lot of this, what they call professor and what they call specialist, who works there. Because it's a teaching hospital. So my TA, they are very good technical assistant. One of them who is in charge of medical faculty and dentistry, he always come and talk to me. He said, "Mr. Teo, if you got anything that you need, medical side or dental side, you let me know. I know all the specialists." Because we are in charge of their staff quarters. So he also very smart. He always tell me, he said, "Teo, these are the important people we must take care of. because our life depends on them. So he every time come to me, he said, we got to give priority. So I said, no problem. So we will resolve that thing very fast. Then when my mother got this, I admit her to UH. Then my this TA very good. He said, you don't worry, I make special appointment for your mother. So normally you have to go through private GP, get a letter, then refer, then only they make appointment for you, and you wait 3 months, 6 months, usually. So this one, because my TA knows this professor or this specialist very good, Dr. Dalen, he agreed to see my mother. Then he admitted my mother, actually. And it was arranged within half a day. So I took my mother there. Then he told my mother, he said, you don't worry. He said, can still salvage your this, you call it tolo. Actually, one big hole underneath there. You know, gangrene, you know, I eat away your flesh and your whatever tissue. My mother almost give up hope already. Yeah, he tried all sorts of Chinese medicine, it doesn't work. Then when this doctor saw, he said, serious gangrene, but didn't tell my mother, he spoke to me. He said, you don't worry, can still salvage, can heal. He gave me a medication. He wrote down the name. He said, you have to go and buy outside. Hospital don't have. He said, you go and get this. I went around the whole of PJ, you know, all the pharmacy. I couldn't find until there was one. Somewhere in state, I remember. But this happened many years ago. I didn't write it down. I should have written it down. They got 2 tubes of this cream only. So initially, I intend to buy both of it. Then my nature said, no, if another guy come and look for it, he sure cannot find. So I just buy one. It cost me about nearly $200. But it's a very good cream. She apply. The thing not only heal, no, the tissue and the flesh all grew back now. So my mother was so happy, you know, she said, wow, it's really like a miracle, is it? Then from that day on, my mother believed in Western medicine. Anything happened, she willing to go hospital. Last time when I meet her, she always complained, no need, no need, is it? We all, from the Chinese medical, we can have our own medication. And then I told my mother, I said, yeah, you already tried so long, but it doesn't work. Why not give this a try? Then luckily she got faith in me. So she agreed to stay there. Then my sister was also a nurse. So my sister do the dressing for her. Then apply the cream. Oh, then when it start to heal, it start to grow back. My mother was so happy. She was discharged. And after that she got a lot of faith. So these are the things. When you understand, you do what you have to do, you don't go worry about it. The thought that worry about it is a wrong thought that don't understand. Worry means what? You create thought and project. The projection of that thought creates fear. Fear leads to worry, anxiety, lack of calmness, lack of confidence. The mind becomes restless. And these are all hindrances. And this will create suffering. Because when you project, the thought will tell you a lot of different things. It's not a reality yet. The thought will say, what happened if you need to amputate your leg? Or what happened if it's confirmed cancer? What's the... So before anything happen, before you find out the reality, your thought starts to project and create fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. And this is the part of the Dhamma that the Buddha wants you to understand clearly. It's only a thought. But thought has power if you deludedly allow it to project. And create this fear, which is not a reality. The reality is what? Physical body, made of element, will go the way of nature. Why can't you accept this reality? Then do what you have to do instead of worrying about it. Creating all the unnecessary fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation. It's just like this house. I rejoice with Christine because they changed so much and the sister also changed so much, benefited so. So you realize when you come in or not, The vibration is like Padmasri's house. Very, very peaceful, very serene, very wholesome. And you can see the vibration is so different. Not like normal house with a lot of negative thought, and a lot of suffering, a lot of misery, a lot of fear, worry, anxiety. Then all sorts of energy is around. But this one is all very calming, very soothing, very beautiful. It's because of what they have done. The chanting, the vibration, and the faith, the puja, the understanding. Then whatever thought they arise and manifest, that place becomes different. Every place become what it is because of the summation of all the vibration, the thought process, the human consciousness that is there. That's why if it's your home or your way place or your altar, when you have good mind, good heart, good understanding, it becomes different. Simple thing like that is beautiful Dhamma. Then when your spiritual faculty develop, when your understanding develop, your heart open up, you become so beautiful. So this part of the Dhamma, today is the first time I share because there is condition to go deep into it. So this is the first Noble Truth reality of confronting old age, sickness and death. Their form and mind is just form and mind. Not really what you think you are. Like the Buddha said, the form is impermanent. Rupang anicchang, rupang anatta, non-self and empty. Hatsutta also say the same. So, not only form, rupang, the Buddha said, all of your other aggregates of mind, feeling, vedana also same. Anicchang, impermanent, it come and it go, that is anatta. That's why vedana anicchang, vedana anatta. Then all of your mental perception too, the external phenomenal world, all the external form that you come to perceive through your senses, they are also impermanent, they come and they go. And because of that, they are conditioned arising. Things that are conditioned arising is never a permanent unchanging entity that you can hold on to, cling on to, and believe that it's you, can be owned, can be possessed. Just like your physical body, this is me, this is I, therefore all this can be mine. There is no such thing, because they are conditioned arising, causal phenomena. They accord and flow according to condition behind. Once the supporting condition that supports its existence ceases to be, you call dead. So who died? What died? Nothing died. It's just the separation of condition. That's why when you start to understand all this, then you realize the very beautiful and profound teachings of Lord Buddha. All of the five aggregate of form and mind, rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara, vinyana, they are not you. They are impermanent. They come and they go. They are not a permanent, unchanging entity that you can hold on to, grasp on to, and cling on to, and believe belongs to you. If you hold on to that view, you are deluded. You have sakkaya ditti, self-delusion, and suffering will be the result. So because of that, we cultivate our mind, develop the silent mind to go deep into it, to experience all of the arising and passing away of this form and mind, moment to moment. Then we start to understand their characteristics. Then we start to understand the true nature within. Then when we have that silent mind to connect, we will develop wisdom. And this wisdom can transform your understanding and leads to beautiful understanding that will straighten your view, that will allow you to understand what is Dhamma and what is al-Dhamma. Then you will have right view to develop the understanding of life. Then you will know how to live life. Then life becomes beautiful. Then you will always have the right understanding to arise the right view that will condition your right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood. Then you will become a blessing to all. Your nature will shine forth. Your karma will transform. for the better. So all this is how you develop the understanding, and through the understanding, you develop the cultivation. That's why cultivation or meditation must be done with understanding, not just believe anybody tell you and become gullible. So this part can follow, okay? We rejoice, Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, this is what condition can bring about for beautiful Dhamma and sharing to come about. So, like I always mentioned earlier on, it is just the condition that you need to have all Kayanamitas who can come together. Then through this, we not only perform the puja, discern the Dhamma, straighten our view, then we also perform a lot of other wholesomeness. You see, as a Kayanamita group, you are Dhamma friends who walk the path of Dhamma, and some may already have the Dhamma. So when you are here to share, to motivate, to counsel, and to develop all the understanding, you become a beautiful supportive group for all those who walk the path of Dhamma to benefit. So the purpose of this house dana and all this what they call potluck is to establish fellowship, establish what they call relationship that can bring to very good condition to help transform Kayanamitta and motivate each other, counsel each other, support each other, so that all can walk the path of Dhamma with a lot of joy, a lot of understanding. And all these are very, very wholesome and very conducive for Dhamma to flourish. Then we get to rejoice in many, many situations and occasions. Then also, as we interact, as we develop the fellowship, we exchange understanding. We exchange information. That's how you get into contact with the Dhamma, deeper and deeper. Like this morning, we were having our chanting and sharing. Then five of the Kayanamitas who went to Ajahn Anand recently, they also don't know why they go. It all started because Joyce got the condition and he knew. Because funny thing is, initially she's supposed to go somewhere because there was also a special condition. Supposed to meet one of the great monks too in India and Tibet, I think. Then they keep on asking her, say, you want to go or not? They have included you, you special condition. She at first was quite tempted to go. Then she called me, luckily. Then somehow inside she felt, don't want to get involved in too many things because Anandagiri trip is very near, she got a lot of things to do. The chanting, all he got to organize. Then her Meisan trip, everything was so close. If you go for all this, he said she's scared the hand, the what they call it, you have your hand on too much thing. Then it may develop problem. Then she discussed with me. Then I sensed it. Then I told her, I said, it's up to you. You will know. The condition will arise and it will manifest. If it's meant to be, even if you choose not to go, it will happen. The condition, the sign will come and you will go. So you just let things be, then see how. Then somehow she just let it be. She didn't confirm on it. Then all of a sudden, I think after our Sumeru trip, she didn't go actually, but she came for the installation, remember? She brought the flower, and that one hit her, you know. When we chant the Itibeso, very deep, the tears, everything. Then she felt something, then she said she will share later. Then very funny, you know. That Sunday itself, he received phone call from Malin, the Thai the assistant to Ajahn Ajahn Loh. He said, Ajahn Ajahn Loh, they all want to make a short trip to see Ajahn Anand at this, what they call Rayong. Then he asked Joyce whether she want to go. Somehow she felt that she must go, but she doesn't know why she must go. Then after she made the decision, her head there, the four five names keep on propping up. These are the people to call and check whether they want to join or not. So when she made that call, three of the five confirmed immediately. And two, the condition were not there, they couldn't make it. Then somebody replaced one of them. Then after that, somehow the last name brought out. And she called her, and she, without hesitation, immediately agreed. Because the other Kayamita, the last one, told me, she missed once already, you don't want to miss another one. Where is Yun Chan? Yun Chan, disappearing egg. She said, you contacted her first time to go Rayong with Song, but she didn't make use of the condition. Sister Lian. She, after that, she heard Song's, Brother Song's sharing. She got so much remorse. Somehow, she tell herself that next time, another like that, I'm not going to miss it anymore. So that's why when Joyce called her, she immediately say yes, without hesitation. And she decided to go on the last day. Just that Monday, he only decided to go. And Tuesday morning was the flight.
Yeah,
going to this Sukihontu also. They went to Sukihontu, I think, to buy. It was Ellen, Ellen, yeah, you all were together. Because you all were given the Thursday puja, so they go and shop certain things. I think Ingvi was also players with Padmasuri there. But Sui An, Mi Fong, Ellen, and Sister Lian, they were full of joy. They went and they shot. Then she was the one that responsible for Ellen's altar at home, together with Mi Fong. Mi Fong offer her one Buddha Rupang. Then Sister Lian, I don't know, she also advised her something. Then I saw her altar so beautiful. She WhatsApp me. All the conditions just fall into place. Then she last minute decided to go. She was the last one. And all five of them went, and they knew why meant to be. You know the Buddha Rupang there, the Kuan Yin Rupang, it was so beautiful. Here when Yun Chan and Song was there, Song told me, he said, normally that place is closed one.
They
will close it.
The door is not locked.
Oh, you can go in. But they didn't know. Yeah, but a lot of people didn't know. Even this trip, at first Joyce and they all went locked. So they decided to pay respect. And then after that, the condition arrived, then people opened it up. Then they went in. And Joyce took the photo. I will send it out for sharing. I think it's here on my Kayamita already. Tuesday class also got ready. Thursday class haven't got ready. I will forward after. It was so beautiful, that Kuan Yin. Then they were told by Ajahn Ajahn Loh, the day when they installed that thing, a lot of things happened. It's meant to be. And it was, I think, the opening ceremony together with the installation and the enshrinement. That day, they managed to invite the highest monk in Thailand, I think, who is very good in Samadhi. Then Ajahn Anand, it seems, I was told by Sister Joyce, because Ajahn Loh heard from Ajahn Anand, the whole area, not only the Kuan Yin Rupang, the aura behind, and after that, the whole of that place, the whole, very beautiful and very bright, and it seemed it was the whole, what they call, manifestation of Amitabha's virtue, virtue and wisdom, embodiment of the whole thing, together with Kuan Yin Bodhisattva's nature. The whole thing just, those who can see, of course for people like me, I can only feel. I cannot see all these things. I'm not supposed to see all these things. Oh, very strong. Very strong. Yeah, very still. That's why for Song, you know what she did? What he did? He go and do the bowing there. And so effective. Because when he did it for 20 minutes, that was the one that made a big difference. That fade. Then they connect. The moment they connect. Yeah, every day. And sometimes twice a day or three times a day. And then you know what happened after that it connect? After the second day, he went back at night. He spent 1 hour reading my notes. He started to understand. Last time he read six times the dependent origination. The teacher, he cannot understand. But after that, he read. Wow, so different. He can understand so easily. Every night he was reading, and he was full of joy. Then he realized what thought-based meditation was. He realized where he got stuck. How all these things happened. Last time he do one type of meditation, which is very famous one, internationally recognized. A lot of people do one. They go for 10-day retreat or this thing. Then somehow he cannot progress. He got stuck. He very sincere, full of faith, full of sadha, and very, very sincere and very diligent. Yet he got stuck. Because that type of meditation, actually, you don't understand what you do, you get stuck. So it has been that karmic thing, so that obstruction. Then that's why he realized after he came to my class, he keep on reflecting and contemplating. Then one day, he was very convinced was because he got one friend, Polai, I think Poliano, where is Polian? Their group one. Polai was very new, I think only a few months back. So there was a colleague from Johor just came down and worked. Then they get to know each other. Then there was one Tuesday night, I remember. Polai was asking Song, can you take me? Then Song said, no, tonight I got a class. I got to attend one Tuesday class. Then Polai, what Tuesday class? He said, meditation. He said, can I follow you? He said, can. So she came. First time she came, a lot of things happened. Because she can feel energy. She got her pass on, but she didn't know. Then she heard my Dhamma very different. Then she waited until at night. Everybody go back already. Left with him and Song. She and Song. They asked me questions. Then from the way she asked me questions, I knew she got her part. Otherwise, she cannot understand like that. Then I told her to listen. I expounded the first and second noble truth. I said, you listen properly. I was so surprised. Within that 20 minutes or so, she listened so attentively and she can understand what I say. He said, I feel very strange. He has been cultivating and learning all this Dhamma for very long. Yes? The traditional way, the mother took her to temple, Mahayana temple, all the thing, and she heard a little bit about Theravada. But she got no head or tail of the teaching. All he heard one is all the theoretical, cannot apply to life, cannot make her understand. But the moment she listened to what I said, like inside, opened out a lot of joy. And she can understand. So I told her, if first time you listen, you can understand, you must have your path. Otherwise, it cannot be like that. And then after that, midnight already, so about to go. I said, you all better go later. He said, okay. So they were about to leave. Then I asked her one question. I said, do you have any affinity, Kuan Yin, Bodhisattva? She immediately said, yes. Very strong. That's how she got connected. Otherwise, I cannot. Then after that, she moved very fast. Every time she come, the Tuesday class, she know that place is different. Then many things happen. Then Song starts to, feel funny, I so hardworking, I so diligent, I so full of confidence, yet I cannot move. This girl just come just move like anything, no? And don't know anything one some more. So he, in fact, one of the Tuesday class, when the two of them were still there, he go and ask me one question. So, say, "Brother Teo, how come like that? I like very sore, very chunnan. Everything also cannot progress, I cannot move." I say, "Not you sore and chun, your time has not come. The condition is not there. There is something blocking or obstructing." I say, "You have to ask for forgiveness and do all this." He couldn't understand earlier on, no. But because of what happened to her, this colleague, he started to develop the faith. Then he started to reflect and contemplate on what I said, no. He said, "How come, brother, you keep on stressing on the five spiritual faculty and keep on stressing on doing puja and all those things so that you will overcome the hindrance and develop the seven factors of enlightenment?" Then he reflect back his meditation that they teach him, no. That one is the opposite, no. That one tell him, don't do puja. Puja is rite and ritual, no. Understand, no? That's why he realized something was not right, no. That's why he start to do the bowing. He start to develop the faith. And for 6 months, he asked for forgiveness and all things. That's how all this condition comes about. Then, it's like meant to be. Actually, that trip, Yun Chan took them there one. Huh? Only a few of them went. Huh? How many Yun Chan? also 5. And Sung was one of them. No? Oh. See, very strange. Huh? And he decided to go. No? Yeah, not free. Huh?
She actually free.
Oh, okay. But she not going. Also don't want to go. Not that 9 days. That's why. Putosan. Not yet. Inner Mongolia, another trip, practitioner. Very, very good monk. But she also can't, No more leave. Oh, she went. Oh, I know the other one. Not our Tuesday class. Can't Hui Ling can. Andrian also. No wonder. No wonder they join you. That's why the condition will manifest. Then somebody will organize. Then they will be there. Chui also. Yes. Chui one also meant to be. That's why after that his faith also very strong. Before that his faith really very strong. After the accident, when he was grounded, he read my note. He listened to my tape. He got no other thing to do with the leg grounded. Then he starts to realize the message inside there. Then he called me, and he wrote email to me, He said, "Brother Teo, if it's not because of this..." That's why, blessing in this guy, she broke her ankle, I don't know what. Then she grounded for 3 months, on plaster and what they call cannot and landed in the hospital for very long. That's why you don't perceive it, negativity is meant to be. You perceive it wholesome. If he is not grounded, she will not be serious. She will be still be Bersih Queen. talking about politics. She changed a lot after that. Completely. Then she started to appreciate, she keep on talking to me. Then he joined the Thursday class. Then he joined the clan talk the Friday. She always want to tumpang my car. He said got extra class. Because inside the car as we travel, we also talk Dhamma and discuss Dhamma. And he asked a lot. And then that just Sue also, we are a good friend. And because of that, after that he got faith, then he went to this Ajahnan place. Came back also very motivated. Then that's why I went to Sumero. She was so lucky because she need that faith. The Buddha Rupang was offered to her, the smaller one. And it was so beautiful. That's why Pamasuri say, if put at her house temporary, she may not want to return because it's so beautiful. So this Tuesday, come and make offering. He will leave it at my house for a few months, for the energy to charge up before receiving it home. She also meant to be, because she got a lot of faith. Then after that, she told Michael Lu. She actually put in an envelope, a letter to Brother Lim, and the donation and offering. Then he told Michael Lu, he said, we are supposed to receive the Rupang. Then she not in. She is now in China, not back yet. He told Michael Lu, you get Brother Teo to help me to choose, he said, and help me to bring back, put at Brother Teo's house. Luckily, she left behind all those instructions. No? Otherwise, none of this will happen. At first, I say send to Brother Teo and Pamasuri's house. Then Pamasuri say, I saw the thing so beautiful, I may not return it in my house. But it's really very, very magnificent. And Zhuang Yan. There were three there, you know. He asked me to choose. Then when I opened that one, I realized that is the one. I said, okay, we take this one. And it happened to be the same as our Thursday class one. Exactly the same, except smaller in size. Thursday class one is double in size. That one is very beautiful. So this Tuesday, those who can make it come early, we will have the puja like Thursday class. Then we will teach you how to make aspiration and all those things. Yes. Allah. That's why I say very quiet one, very peaceful. No, because of the faith. After the Cameron Highland trip, you remember? She changed so much, the Cameron Highland trip. Just that thing went in. And the faith. Then it helped the sister. Just now the sister, the elder sister. She changed so much. There she is. She last time a lot of fear, a lot of sadness, unhappiness. And he just take her to my house and 2-3 hours with the son. 2 hours we talk. He suddenly understood. No more dream. The dream has been haunting her, like nightmare. And that dream gone. So happy. I can see the face, very happy, very radiant. And no more worry, no more attachment, no. Because last time the husband always nagged her, and she a lot of fear. Then the children, the son also scared for her, like pity her, like that, how to live. Because very scared of the husband. And subject to all these fears. And she cannot understand. Because these are phobias that develop and condition all over the year. It's coming, has to repay back on. But also she got good karma, because she, like this life, Christine helped her. She in the past helped to bring people and help to save them from all the suffering. So this life, Christine bring her. Then she also recovered because she helped people before in the past. Then that 2 hour talk, she start to understand it's only a thought. So why you go and project like just now I said? It's not a reality. The reality is whatever happened, you have to confront it, understand it, accept it. Then develop the understanding, because I told her, nobody can make you miserable, unhappy, and suffer. It's you yourself through your own foolishness and delusion, believe the thought, allow the thought to project and create fear, worry, anxiety in you. No point. What are thought? Sankara. Sankara anicang, sankara dukkang. It's impermanent, it leads to suffering. And they are all anatta, non-self. So because of that, it will actually develop the wisdom and the understanding. Then you will straighten your view. And this type of people don't meditate or no. Don't go retreat like you or no. But now she do. She told me she go to Dhammapala. Because she knows very little English, a little bit of Mandarin. So wherever you go, where you can develop the training of the mind, is very good, very wholesome. So these are the condition that will happen. And you don't have to know me. These people don't know me. And so fast they transform, because they have faith. And they listen, they have faith. And like Yun Chan can feel the house, very good vibration and energy. It's all because of Dhamma. because of the faith, because of the understanding, then you start to change, like I explained just now. Then the environment become what it is. It reflects your understanding and your heart as well. That's why you go to my house, you can feel the same. Now you go to Tuesday class, Thursday class, Sunday, it's the same. The vibration is all different now. The energy is all different now. So Dhamma is very beautiful. If you understand, you have the condition, it will actually help you a lot in many, many ways. And like I explained just now at Joy's place, different people have different karmic background, karmic nature. Your approach to Dhamma is different. Some come through faith, some come through understanding, some come through what they call affinity. So affinity can be many types. So your affinity Kuan Yin will also bring you here. Your affinity with my past nature will also bring you here. And your affinity with the Triple Gem will also bring you here. Your vow can also bring you here. And everyone is different. So that's why you must have that sincerity in you, the faith, to establish all this affinity, possibility. And then you will connect. Then you make aspiration. Make use of all this aspiration by the power of all this wholesomeness, merits that you have cultivated from the distant past until now. You aspire for causes and conditions to continue to walk this path of Dhamma so that you can penetrate the Dhamma deeper and deeper. So that it can bring forth the causes and conditions for you to also avoid all the foolish, meet out the wise and enlightened one, so that Nibbana can be realized as soon as possible. So that this wisdom can continuously, life after life, be with you, to pave the way for you to cultivate the Buddha Dhamma accordingly, so that you will not lose your way from now on. So that you will have the good life, the noble life, the beautiful life. All these are possible if you know how to make use of this window to actually diligently, sincerely, and with the faith cultivate. Okay, so with that, maybe I will just stop for Q&A. You got any question you can ask, or you got anything that you want to share, you can also share with all Kayanamitas. Make full use of this condition. You can rejoice first. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. While I have a drink. The mic is here. You got any question or sharing, you can have it. Maybe we let Christina say a few words. Because today is their family's big day.
Hello. I'm so happy actually today. Thank you to you, Brother Teo, and also Mrs. Teo, and all the Kalayamantas who have their times to be here.
To be here to join
with us. How to say? Like my mother having this sickness. So some of my sister-in-law and sister also call me, say, how come you face all these things so peace and calm?
Very peaceful and very calm. It like not like other people, panic, complain, react. This is normally the case, isn't it? They will be very selfish. They say, how come the other sister not trying to help? Why that brother don't want to help? Why only me? The selfish thought always react like that. But then she just take it out and do it with joy, happiness, and so peacefully. It's just like Alicia. From a depressed case of so many years, just like the sister. The sister is longer, 24 years, that type of dream, that haunted. Alicia also, that depression was for many, many years. and it was so severe, suicidal tendency and all those things. And yet, she was so surprised, after she understood, she cultivated, the mind changed until you couldn't believe. She said last time she got so much fear, so much of this anxiety and so depressed, until she totally cannot do anything. But after she understood the Dhamma, after she starts to develop faith and cultivate the spiritual faculty, and she transformed without her knowing. Then she realized her nature different, her character different, her mind so different, so peaceful. Then just like what Christine said, she can do a lot of things with a lot of clarity of mind, understanding, and did it so calmly and so peacefully. He even organized a trip for the whole lot of family to go back to China. One of the niece or nephew, I forgot already, supposed to get married, do a negotiation there. She organized the whole trip, planned all the flight, the meals, the activity, booking, everything. And she's so surprised, not only she can do it, she do it with so much faith, confidence, and so much calmness. And everything went on so well, so smoothly. And she was also very surprised that she can do such a thing, can take up things like that. From a person who is totally in depression, breakdown, dependent, cannot do anything, can become like that. That's why the true Dhamma is it touch your heart, transform you, change you, character-wise, personality-wise, and understanding-wise. That's why you do things very different. You are not like a normal human being anymore. You are not like a normal deluded living being who is heedless and full of fear, worry, anxiety, and selfishness, evil root. That's why Dhamma is very different. The true cultivation is very different. So now you start to understand. And I believe all Kalyanamitta you check, you investigate, you develop the faith again, you will see the transformation in you. You only need the faith, sincerity, then diligently cultivate. And you will be motivated by all this. Because these are ordinary people who face a lot of problems in the past. Like Christina, you think she had good life. You don't know her history. When she shared with me and Cameron, she was in tears. Her husband passed away five years. And that time was so devastating, understand? And not normal death. A lot of things happen, you don't know. And people like that can just turn around through what? Through Dhamma, nothing else. She earlier just came to the Thursday class. That time I can still see the fear, the unhappiness during the early day. Then the Cameron retreat changed the whole thing. It just connect. Then you can continue.
Let me share. I have faith from the bowing. Because the first time when brother still talk, you mentioned that bowing, master... Yes. Told you that you have to
prove. 10,000
straight pounds. Away when I came back, until my friend saw me, they asked me so many questions. What type of facial you're using?
Very good. She was not using any facial, but the friend thought, because so radiant, so happy. A person who gone through that devastation, how can you be like that? I told you all before, last time got one undergraduate, Bob's there. She was very young, undergraduate at that time, I think 20 years old or 21 years old. She got a double blow, first novel truth reality. The mother passed away 2 years ago. Then later on, she recovered because she got a boyfriend in the undergraduate year. And this boy was older than her by quite a number of years. But she was very happy. Then the boyfriend, I think, must be, married already or what. Decided to break away. And she was so sad, and went into depression again. So she was a very cheerful lady when she recovered. She helped out in pubs on Vesak Day and all that. Then she attended my Thursday class. There, I was conducting Thursday class there for 3 years or so, during the early days. Then she attended my Thursday class. She was very happy. Then all of a sudden one day she came. She came early, the face. You can see the tears still there. The sorrow still there. Then I knew I can sense it. Then I asked her, anything happened? She wanted to cry. She said, yeah. She said, I need to talk to your brother. I said, can, don't worry, after the meditation. And she came and talked to me. Because that time, I have to be careful, because that time was the earliest. So I got one Kayamita Dhamma friend who actually provide transport and fetch me around to all this Dhamma talk meditation. One other sister. Then she was with me. That's why I said, okay. We were arranged for a place to discuss this. So I brought her along. So that at least there is somebody there. But this particular devotee, I don't know her one. It's quite new. And undergraduate, you know. So if let's say things go out of hand, at least I got a weakness there. So what happened was that the night already quite late. So I just talked to her. I said, you don't worry. I said, all these are very normal. The Buddha under the teaching, First Noble Truth Reality, you are hit by both. One is separation. The other one is relationship failure. Both are very severe. And I told her, you don't worry. You will recover and become even more beautiful when you understand the Dhamma. So later on, we have another appointment. I said, why not we meet somewhere on a weekday or after office hour or after her lecture? I think we met somewhere in Center Point, and I explained to her about the Noble Eightfold Path, how to deal with all this suffering. Then you know what happened. She started to listen. No? Then all of a sudden she like got faith. No? Because I told her, the boy that left you is he who will lose out, not you. You have your nature, you are beautiful. At the moment they cannot see all this because these are not reflected in you. I said, you cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. When you have right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, you will become very radiant, very beautiful, not only physically, but inwardly. Understand? Then I teach her how to apply right thought, right speech, right action, speak gently, pleasantly, all that. And she developed that cultivation for about three or six months. Then surprisingly, that time, as a second year or third year undergraduate, he was sent out for training as an intern. You call it intern, isn't it? She was actually helping out the company, do sales. Then she realized the phone call coming, because the way she replied, she used right speech, appropriate, pleasant and gentle speech and all things. So people liked her, and she became very popular again. Then after that, her character became so different. She became so cheerful again. She can understand all things. Then I told her, later on, as you come out to work, you will meet more people. And you will come to have better relationship, and you got more choice. And people who don't know how to choose you is because they don't have the Dhamma. They cannot see the beauty in you. But those who know, they can feel you. Then she starts to become more happy, more joy. Then she has more confidence when things start to change. Then all of a sudden, 6 months later, you know what happened? One morning I was giving a talk, Sunday talk at Bob's. She suddenly dressed out so pretty, that day, so different. Because when she was down, she simply dressed, didn't even got time to do makeup. That day she was so different, so beautiful, so radiant, so full of joy. She stand there listening to my talk. Then after the talk, I saw. Then she approached me, with such smile and radiant. She said, Rahatil, I'm here to thank you. I said, thank you so much for what you have done and advised. I said, what happened? He said, now life has become even more beautiful. I said, then you know what she told me. I said, my classmate, my friend, all asked, just like Christine, like that. He said, what happened? What did you do? What did you use? How come you are? Well, they know the boyfriend left her. the mother passed away, and she was so down, you know. But all of a sudden, she becomes so happy, you know, so radiant, you know, so full of what they call confidence and all those things. You know. Then she just told them one thing, you know. She said, "You will be very surprised. I didn't use anything." He said, "Only one thing changed me." He called it the Dhamma. He said, "The Dhamma changed me. That's it." Oh. And she was full of joy. And she, that time after that, keep on visiting me and my wife and offer the thing. Then my daughter, same age as her, I think that time. Then she became my daughter's friend too. A lot of joy. So Dhamma is very beautiful if you know how to apply, use it. And it can really transform living being. It can change you completely within and without. Okay? Okay. You got anything more to share or not? Otherwise we can pass it around.
I'm very thankful to Brother Teos and family because yes, when we have the Dharma, everything will come very naturally.
Yeah, very naturally.
Yeah,
it will come your way because of your goodness, your virtue, your understanding. No more negativity.
Like my daily work, all this, it will come
very slow. Very natural. Very slow.
And then I don't have any planning. That's why people ask, how come you're so relaxed now?
Very, very different. That's why you don't have to, like before, worry about this, worry about that, plan. No need. Accord and flow, everything. Because you have goodness, you have kindness, you have understanding. The Dhamma will protect you. Those who live by the Dhamma, Dhamma will protect you. Understand? Because when you have Dhamma, you have virtue. Virtue will protect you. Virtue is all your wholesomeness, your goodness, your kindness, your pleasantness, your gentleness, your understanding. No more negativity. So all of your evil root of selfishness, fear, worry, anxiety, insecurity, they like suddenly evaporate, disappear. That's why when you understand, when you have a lot of faith, a lot of gratitude, a lot of contentment, a lot of joy, your life change. You become different. You will not go back to the old way. Because the old way is the heedless way. So much suffering, so much fear, so much worry, so much anxiety. And your life, choose to be happy, choose to be peaceful. Is it so difficult to make that choice? When you don't understand, of course it's difficult. Delusion set in. But the moment you understand, nobody in this world will want to take the old way again. Understand? It's just like red hot iron ball or glass of water. You go and touch, if you can experience the pain and the torment that it did to you, you will never touch it again, correct? But because you don't see that reality, because it doesn't burn you and torment you in a direct way, that's why you keep on deludedly arise the wrong thought. What are wrong thoughts? Thought that condition your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, your selfishness, your emotional negativity, your delusion, your fear, your insecurity, all these are wrong thoughts. Then when you understand that these are causing you suffering and misery, then you better wake up. That's why the Buddha said, this noble truth of dukkha or suffering is to be understood. Understand that these are dukkha, burning you at the mental level, making you miserable. So this is the wrong way to use thought. So it's just like when you touch the hot pot or the red hot iron ball, it burns you and torments you mentally, not physically. Physically you can feel, then you won't touch. But mentally, because you cannot feel, you don't know what suffering is, you suffer without knowing that you are suffer. That's why you cannot come out of it. That's why there is delusion, stupidity. But the moment somebody explains the noble truth of suffering, dukkha, then you know that this is suffering, you will never do yourself. That's why you will come out of it. You will transform, you will change. And many, many Kayanamita has changed, I tell you. even Mama Suri also changed so much. Many, my wife also changed so much. YK also same. She is so radiant now. So last time he also very sad because he like Joyce. All the funny thing that youth used to do, they have them all, and they have them in a very very serious way. You know? It's just like Joyce last time. Drink a lot. Every time go out very late, only come back. Sometimes how she reach home also she don't know. So used to have a lot of this what they call heedless way of living. Play a lot of all those things, mahjong. Then like to spend a lot of time with those type of people that they used to be. Then in a way very heedless. So that also bring about a lot of suffering to them. Then their mind state will always very very negative and depressed, unhappy most of the time. Seldom heedful. Because they don't know the Dhamma, they don't know what this thing is. Then later on when Mimi tried to contact her, because they were good friends, then it took Mimi more than 10 years, I think, trying to bring her to the Dhamma. She every time got reason on don't want to come. Then after that, finally, when she came, when she connect, she is a totally changed person. Understand? And because of that, I think, she very close to YK's mother. Then they were good friends. Then when YK also went through that situation, when the mother passed away, then his own personal life also was quite bad shape. Then he and Joyce very ngam and very kam. So Joyce was the one who advised her to come and join the class and learn. Then he also changed a lot for the better. That's why Dhamma can touch the heart of many. So when you understand, I hope, you will determine to have stronger faith, then really cultivate so that you can be a real blessing to many. Even Ingbi also at the Cameron Highland Retreat changed a lot after that. Now she don't want to talk already, she very quiet. But a lot of joy inside. And this morning I saw Jim, he told you. No wonder. He said his duty as a husband, he went buy breakfast for you all. My wife and me were at the coffee shop somewhere near Joyce's house having breakfast. Then he saw me, he said, "Hey, how come you're here?" Oh, I said, "We got chanting this morning." Oh, he said, "Doing the duty of us." I said, "Sadhu, very good." So I told my wife, I said, "See, that had a lot of synergy. Maybe the only day to rest is maybe the Sunday or the Saturday."
I rest Monday to Friday.
Oh, you rest Monday to Friday. Oh, that's very good. Other day cannot rest. Full, very busy, temple activity. So whatever it is, we must have the Dhamma. Otherwise you will complain on Dhamma. Otherwise your mind is not calm, not peaceful, because there is this unhappiness inside there, selfishness inside there. So these are the things that can actually help living beings. That's why Buddha Dhamma is very beautiful, very very rare to come by. So when the sasana is around, it can bring forth a lot of relief to human suffering. Living beings are very blessed when there is a sasana. I tell you, without the teaching, without the sasana, the world will be haywire, crazy. That's why during the Dhamma ending age, a lot of funny thing will happen, and it's very difficult because of wrong view. Living beings consciousness become very very negative, very low. Then when that happens, you will condition the dark ages, and during that time civilization collapses very fast. the rise and fall of civilization become dominated by greed, hatred, and delusion. It's not the other way around. So they go through a lot of nature's disaster, suffering. Then from there, nature has this way of cleaning it up. Understand? When they wipe off most of the negative consciousness from this planet, then the planet heal. It may take 10 to 15,000. Then civilization start again. Another maybe 4,000 or 5,000 wipe off again. Then recover again. This will happen when the Dhamma is no more. That's why now this era with the Dhamma still around 2,000 years, we actually survive. The 2012 we survive. Otherwise it will be the downfall and ending of the civilization. But because we move through this phase, I think another 1,009 or 2,000 years of beautiful evolution. After that, hopefully, our planet evolve and we become star beings. Then this planet will become different from other planets. Then it will evolve in a different way. So, if you got any more question or any sharing, you can ask. I need to have a drink. My throat itchy already. Don't worry, it's okay. So everybody is so shy, but don't worry. You want to say something, Christine?
Brother Teo, actually I wanted to ask, now I'm helping to taking care of my mom. Actually she got so much of fear.
I know.
So
you should calm her down. You hold her hand, then you smile to her. You say, "Mom, you don't worry." You tell her this. I don't know what happened during young time, but you can, whatever you can recall, you should make use of it to bring about faith and confidence in her. What I did to my mother was very simple. My mother was not educated. I just tell her, I said, "You have raised us. You give us life. You give us love. You care for us. You have sacrificed so much for us. There is a lot of blessing by itself, and you were so sincere, so hardworking. So these are all your wholesomeness. You will have good life. Always remember, don't fear, don't worry. Understand? Fear, worry, anxiety are from the thought, thinking. If you don't think, you are very peaceful, very happy. But for you, it's very difficult not to think. So my mother got faith in Kuan Yin. I just tell her, look at Kuan Yin, I said, develop the faith. And she straight away smiled. And she liked to chant the bits, buy her a bit, the 108 or whatever, the long one. They prefer, sometimes they prefer the short one. My mother preferred the long one. And she just chant in Hakka. Namo Kuan Yin Fusa, Namo Kuan Yin Fusa, Namo Kuan Yin Fusa. She just chant. And she had a lot of faith. Then I on the tape. During the early days, then I took her to the temple. But your mother's case is very difficult, so at home you on the day. Ask her to have faith, listen. You will have good birth and good life, you see. Then in future, aspire by the power of whatever wholesomeness and goodness through your duty as a mother. How you care for us, how you sacrifice for us, how you actually did all this good things to bring us all up as a family. All these are wholesome, meritorious. May arise the causes and conditions for you to have better life in the future. So that, like I told my mother, you aspire for a good education in future. Well, this life she not educated. So that you can have the understanding to understand things. Then you aspire for causes and conditions to receive the Buddha Dhamma, so that it will bless you, protect you, and guide you, and allow you to develop the understanding of it. Then may arise the causes and conditions for you to always avoid the foolish, meet up with the wise and the enlightened one, so that you too can develop that type of wisdom or understanding to live the happy life, the noble life. And this will be good for you. Then when I told my mother, I said, so that you can actually be free from all suffering. But in Hakka, you cannot say like that. You say, jump out of the ocean of suffering. 跳出苦海啊。So my mother suddenly tell me one, I already out of the sea of suffering. Is it? The moment I come out of China, I already out of the suffering world. You see, they got such gratitude. Well, in China, really, they suffer so much. Well, I say this is because your good karma. You actually was a very, very good mother. She did her duty very well, and she sacrificed a lot for us. She hardly sleep at all. You know Hakka lady, her best wife, they work very hard, and they can sacrifice for the whole family. So because of that, my mother was very happy, and he followed me for many years while looking after my two children. And her life was beautiful, full of happiness and joy. So you can help your mother in that way. Just hold her hand. You say, old age, sickness, and death, everybody must confront. You tell her, when I'm like you, I will also have all this, but I will not worry about it because I will be grateful for what this body has served me all this year. Then whatever that can keep me going, I should have this gratitude. Thank them. Thank this body for having serving you so long. Then even now, for what happened, this is the reality. I got two choices. Become miserable, unhappy, and constantly project the thought to develop the fear. That is one way which you are doing now. This is the wrong way. The other way is, at this moment, why can't I have peace? Why can't I be happy? I don't have to project my thought. I only have to recollect all the good thoughts. When I'm young, how I have the condition to actually be blessed with so many children, and how I work so hard to bring them up, sacrifice, and these are all wholesomeness. Then there's a lot of joy. Then now it's my turn to enjoy all this because I have a daughter who take care of me so well. It's because in the past life she also must have taken care of the parent in this way. That's why now you reap what you sow. You will have good children who will take care of you. Because mom, you have been a good mom in the past. So when you serve people well, karmically, the friction of it, people will serve you back. So you have been kind to people, people will be kind to you. So you have served your mother well, like this life. In future, you have children that will serve you, just like the way you serve your mother. So you just give her faith and confidence, have goodness. No need to fear. Whatever you do now, when you rejoice and be happy, when you look at your grandchildren, when you look at your daughter, have joy and thank them for what they have done for you. Have gratitude. Don't think the other way. This really happened. During the early days, 1980 something, I got one Dhamma friend. The mother also went to my class, Tuesday class last time. I think Yun Chan, they all will know, Ju Sim's mother, Auntie Susia. She was bedridden for many years. And she liked to listen to my Dhamma talk. Because she got so much joy from big field. Every time she listened to my talk, she got so much joy. Then when we visited her when she was bedridden, the daughter actually hired a maid who looked after her. And she was so blessed, actually. But she has this remorse. She keep on telling me, he said, Brother Teo, it's so unfair to my daughter. Well, she has the Dhamma. He said, she got three daughters. one in UK, I think, one in Singapore, and one in Malaysia. The only one looking after her. He said she got to go to work as a teacher, and she got to do so many things, and yet she is burdened with all this caring for her. He said, actually she want to die. You know? She don't want to burden the daughter. I said, no, this is the Dhamma is not like that, understand? No? Dhamma is the other way, understand? No? You should express your gratitude, understand? Your happiness and joy that you have a daughter who is so full of philosophy and love to look after you, to provide you with the care and all those things. These are your merits. In the past, you have done this to your parents. Now you got daughter who do it to you. And you allow them to have the condition to cultivate this wholesomeness, this merits. You should rejoice. I tell your mother that. Then she will not feel that she is like a burden to you. This is very important for old people. You say, I would like to thank you. You gave me the condition to help you, to look after you, to support you, to help me repay my whatever gratitude towards you. Well, when young, you sacrificed for me, understand? You did so much for me, for us all. There is no way for us to repay you. This is our small way of repaying you. While you're alive, we must care for you. While you're alive, we must make you happy. Feel love, understand? Not after they die, then you go and cry. And there is no philopiety. Just like these are the understanding and the Dhamma. And you tell her, don't worry, you will have your good life. You don't know what to do with your funeral in future. Then just check with her what you want. Is there anything in particular that you want us to help you to do certain thing to fulfill? Ask them. Other thing you don't have to worry. We will take care of all the rest. Understand? Then there will be a lot of joy in her, a lot of faith, and she will feel very happy. Very good. Never mind, you just tell her slowly when you recall anything, you just let me know. As a daughter, I will try to fulfill what I can for you. Because these are all the things that can make them happy, peaceful, so that they don't have to go and worry, because they don't have the Dhamma, but they need word of comfort, understand? Word that can make them feel happy, confident. Then when you express all this, they will really, really have a different set of thinking. The thought that is with them, that make them fearful and not happy and remorseful no more, understand? Then they will recall all this happy thought. This is to help them to go through the old age, sickness and death. Then like I explained just now, body is just a body, everybody has to go through. When I old, I will be like you. But we got two choices, asana. Complain, worry and become miserable is one choice which is you are doing. And most people are doing that. But we don't have to do that, you tell them, asana. You got children who care for you, who can actually bring about the happiness. If we need to see a doctor, we see a doctor, understand? Body is just a body, we have to accept. The moment we accept, we are at peace. When we are at peace, we can be very happy, understand? Somebody here, somebody check. So all this understanding that you will be able to develop. Maybe not your house. So these are the Dhamma that can allow you to have the understanding to help your parents. And through this, because you have reflected, contemplated, and you have developed this understanding to help them, when you grow old, this understanding will be with you. Well, you reflected already. Yeah, I also know how to advise my mother that way. And because you had the Dhamma, you will know how to reflect, contemplate, and you have faith in the Buddha Dhamma. That's why you will know this is what you need to do. If I have done all this, my life will be good, will be beautiful. Then I only need to accept whatever happened. Because the past is already gone. I cannot change. I have to accept whatever happened. Because karma is like that. You reap what you sow. So if the causes and conditions from the past is like that, condition like that, this will happen. This will manifest. Whether it is good or bad, it's not for you to attach and worry. You just accept. And when you accept, you are not afflicted. That wisdom will free you. It will reverse the whole karmic negativity or karmic friction that's supposed to come and torment you. Because you already have the understanding and the wisdom, and you don't allow it to torment you, means to cause suffering or misery in you, then this karma, the friction, got no more power over you, and it will reverse very, very fast. On its own, it will reverse. So whatever happens, always remember, do not react, do not become fearful, do not become miserable or unhappy. Just maintain the peace, the understanding, the joy, then accepting as they are. Through this acceptance, you will be at peace. When you can accept, you have wisdom. You no longer blame or react or want things your way. That's why that peace will make you happy, will give you the clarity of mind. And then you act with noble effort power to bring about good life, to bring about good condition for all, to be a blessing to all. Yeah, they have to go. Go, no problem. Sadhu, go. Those who need to go, you can go. Make sure you don't forget your whatever. Okay, yeah, go. You have to go, yeah, sadhu. While you go, I can go to the washroom too. I need to go to the washroom. Yeah. But now a lot better, is it? The white has been coming back. So hopefully things will evolve better and better. Okay, maybe we do the closing puja so that you all can go back and rest earlier. Okay, closing puja. We will chant the Pali version. Sharing of merits with the devas. Then also maybe towards the end, I will chant some blessing for your house. Viva Chanda Sabitio, Viva Chanto. That one, Ingby can help me. We a long time I didn't chant already. You pass the mic to Ingby later. We will do the sharing of merit, transfer of merit first. Sharing of merit, Siddha Deva. Aka Sata Chabamata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anamoditwa Chirang Rakantu Loka Sasana Itta Wata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabe Deva Anamodantu Sabha Sampati Siddhya Idang menya tina hotu sukita hontu jatayo. Idang menya tina hotu sukita hontu jatayo. Idang menya tina hotu sukita hontu jatayo. Imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, we will now chant the blessing for the house. We will invoke the triple gem. We will start with Namo tassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Sabbe tiyo vivajantu sabbarogo vinasatu mate pavatantarayo sukitikayo pavatu sabba mangalang rakkantu sabba devata sabba buddhanu bhavena sada soti pavan tute pavatu sabba mangalang rakkantu sabba devata sabba dhammanu bhavena sada soti pavan tute bhavatu sabba mangalang rakkantu sabba devata sabba sanggano bhavena sada soti pavantu te nakata bhaka bhutanang papa bhavikarana paritasanu bhavena hantwati sang upadave na kataya kabutanam paparanalikarana paritasanubhavena hantwati sang upadave na kataya kabutanam paparika viparana paritasanu bhavena hantvati sang upadave sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Sakyamuni Buddha and Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Okay, we end. You all can help clean up. Those who want to top out anything, you can help top out. Okay, thank you. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So thank you so much for participating. Okay.